want you back.
Excuse me?
If you switch from PT&T to PT&T 2, we want you back. And now, thanks to our Comrades Call Comrades program, we can save you up to 6 rubles a year on long distance to the motherland.
PT&T? What is this? Look, I just want to make a phone call.
Identify. This is operator 934. Identify. This is operator 934. You will state your telephone permit number now. You are in violation of section 33956 of the California Penal Code. Your location has been traced. Please remain with this unit until a communications security team arrives.
Thanks. I'll try again later.
So will result in...
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, it's Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2015. And of course, you all know what that means. Happy Martin Luther King Day, my favorite holiday of the year. Now that I've said that, I can't take 2 days to put the show out like I've been doing lately. Damn it. You know who else is celebrating Martin Luther King Day? That would be my brand new web host, DreamHost. If you go to DreamHost.com right now, there's a big picture of Martin Luther King, you know? Because he has a dream, and it's DreamHost. I'm surprised it doesn't say, I have a dream of saving 20% on my web hosting bill, or something like that. That almost seems inappropriate, because I don't think Martin Luther King was talking about web hosting on his speech. But I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a dropout. I'm probably wrong. So 2 weeks ago, I moved the website to a web host that kept crashing, and I don't know why, it just kept crashing over and over. And everyone was yelling at me, because the website was always down. So I moved it to this new one. So far, it's doing very well. And the site's been up for an entire 3 or 4 days now without going down. But the only problem so far, and this isn't the web host's fault. This is just, I don't know, it's the software I use with WordPress. I won't get into it all, but the high-quality feeds and the secret feeds are broken. If you're a subscriber to the high-quality feeds, then... it sucks to be you, because you're not going to hear this show. So please, everyone, contribute to the Snowplow Show, because if you do that, you'll have access to the feeds that don't work. Unlike the free listeners who are able to hear things just fine. I'm a horrible salesman. I spent a pretty large portion of my day yesterday trying to fix this, though, and I couldn't get it working. I don't know why, but I guess I'm going to spend a bunch of time tonight and try and figure it out. I think I'm just stupid. I don't know. Oh yeah, that reminds me. Today's show is sponsored by Brian Wolf. Brian Wolf is a contributor on Patreon. He supports the PLA and the Snowplow Show and everything else that we do here, which lately is absolutely nothing. Thanks, Brian. But enough about Brian. Let's talk about Brian's superior sibling, whose name is Buster Casey. Buster Casey sent me an awesome picture of this barbecue grill thing that he did. He stenciled the PLA Bell logo onto his outdoor barbecue grill. And he also stenciled letters on it, and he now calls it the RBBQCP grill. And it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. If anyone would like to see this amazing work of art, go to phonelosers.org or phonelosers.com, they're the same thing now. And you can see Buster Casey's brand new RBBQCP grill, which he will use to make pizzas on the grill. Buster Casey is clearly the superior sibling in that family. Even though Brian Wolf is the sponsor of today's show, I think that we all know that it really, it's Buster Casey that's today's sponsor. But thank you for sponsoring today's show, Brian Wolf. Wink, wink, everyone. You know, I don't know what to do about the sponsor of the show thing, because I just counted all of the sponsors that are pending, you know, for future shows, and there's about 60 of them. So what the hell am I going to do? If I did a show every single day for the next 30 days, I would be halfway caught up. Crap, crap, crap. What am I going to do? I guess I just need to do 4 shows a day. That'll take care of everything. 4 shows a day. Every day, starting today. Damn you people for being so nice and contributing to the show. I got some interesting phone number submissions from someone named John. John says, hey RBCP, some mortgage refinancing company accidentally misprinted my Voxox number. on their stupid form they sent out to all these people. This resulted in a flood of people leaving me messages all week talking about a bunch of dumb loan crap. These are fairly recent, fresh numbers, so you may want to use them before too long. And it's been 4 days since he sent this, so they're still fairly new. So I have 8 phone numbers here. He didn't send me the messages, you know, the actual voice MP3 messages. He just sent me screenshots of his Voxox app on his cell phone. And Voxox appears to have a similar text transcribing thing that Google Voice has. So I can just read the translation of the message on here instead of listening to the people. And then their phone number is printed, you know, on the title of the screen page thing. Like this first one, it says, "This message is for Carlene. Hi, Brian. The name is Carol and Weeks, and I am calling in Wade couple of questions regarding my loan application." She gives her loan number a couple of times, and then she gives her phone number. "I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye-bye." And the one thing that John did not give me is the name of the loan finance company. You know, I don't know who I'm supposed to be when I call these people. So I guess I'll just try and see what happens. "Thanks for the extra challenge, John." I think this lady's name is Carol. The translation wasn't too good on this one.
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
This is Carol Ann, yes.
Oh, hi. I'm calling about your loan application. You left a message for me last week.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling about your loan application. You left a message for me last week. This is Brian.
I don't think I did. Who are you? Where are you calling from? What company?
Oh, my name is Brian.
Oh, no, Brian. I didn't leave a message.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, lady.
You have reached 281. We are unable to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message and we will return your call.
God damn it, Carol Ann. That's bullshit. You have an application. I have your application right here. I have your loan number. It's 251-464 blah, 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 blah. You don't care. Anyway, listen, if you don't want to talk to me, whatever. I'm going to rip up your loan application. Ripping it up. I'm going to rip it up right now. Ripping it into tiny pieces. Take that. I'm returning your call and you're just a jerk to me and hang up on me. Whatever. I don't care. Ripping this shit up. Alright, thanks. Have a nice day. Bye, Carol Ann. Okay, that sucked. Let's go on to the next one. These are from all over the country, by the way. The one I called before was in Texas. This one is in Pennsylvania. "Hi, this is Claudia. I need to talk to Greg England. My loan number is blah, blah, blah. I just got this notice of conditional approval and loan conditions, and he gave me a list of documents that you need to provide, but none of these forms are included, so give me a call. Let me know what you want us to do. Again, my loan number is something, something, something," and then it leaves her phone number. So let's call Claudia.
Hello?
Hello, Claudia?
Yes.
Hey, this is Greg England. You left a message for me about your loan application?
Not recently.
Oh, yeah, about a week ago.
Yeah, and, but I think we've talked since then.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you've already started the process, and we've got a loan processor, and...
Oh, that might have been an imposter, because we've had this problem with people. They've hacked into our computers, and they've stolen all of our customer data, and that might have just been an identity thief. But no, I'm the real Greg. So, no, it's just forget all that happened. So, what's going on? Did you have some questions?
Well, you know our loan process has started already, correct? Well, I faxed you. You sent me documents. I sent you documents back.
Oh, no, that was the identity thieves. No, just forget about them. No, I'm the real Greg.
With Bank of America?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Bank of America.
And what's your identity number?
My identity number? Like my social security number?
No, your loan officer number.
That's 35416257.
So you're telling me, wait a minute, hold on a second. So you're telling me all these papers that I've got from Bank of America are not valid?
Yeah, those are from hackers. It's those North Korean hackers. I don't know what they've done this time.
Well, they've sent them via FedEx, so I doubt that hackers would spend the money on that. Why don't you give me your name and your phone number?
You don't know how identity theft works. I mean, you're just a woman.
Why don't you give me your name, identity number, and phone number?
I have to give you my name and identity number again?
Yes.
Because I already gave you both of those things. I told you my name's Greg. My phone number is...
First of all, Bank of America's not open today.
Oh, the hell it isn't. What am I doing here then, you idiot?
Okay, I beg your pardon?
I said, what I'd be doing here if the bank's not open? You think I just come in on my day off? What?
What is your ID number?
I already gave you that. It starts with 3-5. You didn't write it down the first time?
No. What is it?
Oh, that's it. You are just a waste of our time. I think I'm just going to cancel this whole thing. This is bullshit.
Thank you. I don't believe you're from Bank of America.
Okay, yeah. You have fun dealing with those hacks. She hung up, but at least now we know which company that I'm supposed to be. I'm the Bank of America. That's good information to have. Oh, she's asking for it. I'm just going to rip up her application. That'll teach her.
Hello?
That's it. I'm ripping up your application. I'm going to rip it into shreds.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to rip it up. That'll show you a thing or two. You don't talk that way to the Bank of America, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know what? The Greg Englund that I was talking to, it doesn't have the same number that starts with a 5-3.
That's because he's a hacker, you idiot.
Well, first of all, if you were truly from Bank of America, you'd have a little bit more civility.
Oh, no.
So, don't call me again.
You don't know how things work in the banking industry, ma'am. She needs to just get back in the kitchen, obviously. Unfortunately, that's it for these numbers for now. I called all 8 of them, and only those 2 answered. So I'll definitely have to get back to these later. Maybe call them up in the evening, see if they're more likely to pick up in the evenings. Thank you, though, John, for all these numbers. This has the potential to be pretty amusing. You'd think all those loan application people would be home, because it's Martin Luther King Day. Who works on Martin Luther King Day? They must be out celebrating at picnics and stuff. Over the weekend, I was going to do a show and call all of these music sign-out people again, but instead I spent the entire day trying to fix my web hosting crap and failing at fixing my web hosting crap. But I don't know, it's Martin Luther King Day. Maybe these instrument checkout people are around today. I guess I could try the whole list again of the people that didn't answer. If you don't know what I'm talking about, somebody submitted some pictures of a music folder sign-out sheet. And this is for some kind of symphony, and the musicians at this place will, you know, they'll check out sheet music, and they have to put their name on this list along with their phone number. And somebody was nice enough to snap a picture of the sign-out sheet with all these phone numbers. I can't remember if it was on the last show or the show before the last show, but we had some fun with these. I have maybe 10 of these left. I think these are the people that didn't answer.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tom?
Yes, I'm Tom.
Hey, this is Roy from the Symphony.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you very well.
Oh, okay. This is Roy from the Symphony.
Is this from Rainer?
Yeah, you checked out some sheet music from us?
Yeah, I can't understand you right now. Okay. Are you coming over to the house?
Yeah, I'm on my way right now.
Oh, okay, well, I will go back right now, okay? Well, I'll meet you there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, hurry the fuck up, because I'm closer than 10 minutes. This is bullshit. You need to hurry.
Like, okay, I'm in a hurry.
Drive faster. All right. Speed.
All right, thank you. I'll get there as soon as I can.
Look, can I just stay on the phone with you for the whole way to make sure that you're not fucking around and you're speeding there?
I'm sorry?
What's your speedometer say right now, motherfucker?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
What does your speedometer say?
I'm not driving.
Why not? Are you walking? What the fuck?
Okay, are you from Rainer?
Yes, I'm from Rainer.
Okay, and you're at the house now?
Yeah, I'm at the house. I just pulled up. Why aren't you here?
Because I was told I would get a call before I had to come home.
Oh, no.
I'll be there in a couple minutes.
No, don't be stupid. God damn it.
Who am I talking to?
This is Roy. From Rainer.
Who is it?
It's Roy.
Okay, I can't understand you.
Okay, look, I'm just...
All right, I'll be home in a couple minutes.
I'm just going to break into the house and get started.
Oh, yeah, oh, fine. Bye.
Yeah, you don't even have to come. Forget it. Just don't come. Stay there. Stay away. I have squatter's rights. And he's gone. Okay, he misunderstood me, which was not my fault, by the way. I haven't had any problems with anyone else not being able to understand me. I think he just had a bad cell phone connection, which was weird because I could hear him just fine. But I was supposed to talk to him about his trombone music, but apparently it's something named Rainer on their way to his house. I'll save him, though. You know, I'll call him back in a few days. Hopefully he'll forget that that ever happened, because I don't think he ever heard that I was from the symphony. All he heard was Rainer. That was a pretty amusing misunderstanding.
Hey, this is Kelsey. I guess I missed you, so leave me a message and I'll call you back.
More like you hit the fuck you button after two rings, Kelsey. So I'm nearly done with this list already. It's not going well. I guess everyone is spending time with their families and opening gifts for Martin Luther King Day.
Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Yes.
This is Greg from the symphony. You checked out some sheet music. Sheet music from us.
I'm sorry. One more time.
You checked out some sheet music from us.
When?
Oh, a long time ago. Like way back in. I don't know. It is a long time ago. Possibly back in April. I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that. But there's a small problem with it.
Okay.
Like we just looked over the sheet music that you returned, and I mean I don't know how old you are, but it looks like. You drew little pentagrams in all of the notes, like in the whole notes. You turned the whole.
I didn't do what?
You turned the whole notes into little pentagrams, little satanic pentagrams.
I don't think so.
No. It's right here on the sheet, and it shows your name on it. And you made you ruined the sheet music. You made it satanic.
Are you trying? Is this a joke or something?
No, of course not. I wouldn't joke about something like this. I am a Christian. Clearly you're not.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're doing here, but this is not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny, and I don't think it's funny either. Why would you do this to sheet music?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this again?
This is Greg from the symphony. You play the viola, right?
Yeah, your name is Greg?
Yeah, and you play the viola, right?
What, are you the librarian or something?
Well, hey, don't worry about it.
No, I am worried about it because this is not right, so can I speak with your manager?
I agree, it's not right. You shouldn't be drawing little pentagrams on your sheet music. Like, what are you?
I'm not.
Are you in junior high or something?
Greg, you're being incredibly inappropriate. Can I speak with your manager,
oh,
please?
Oh, you want to know what's inappropriate? Me handing out the sheet music to someone that has little pentagrams all over it. Thank God I noticed it.
Greg, may I speak with your manager, please?
No, he's not in. It's Martin Luther King Day. He's not a Satanist like you are. He actually celebrates the holidays.
Greg, you're saying some very inflammatory things I think you're going to regret. Who is your manager?
I don't think I'm going to regret anything. I think you're going to regret things when you die and you go to hell for drawing pentagrams everywhere. What are you, a pagan or something?
I'm just writing down, you die and...
Oh, you're going to turn this into a threat. You're going to tell everyone I said you're going to die. Guess what? You are going to die. Probably in like 40 or 50 years, or excuse me, maybe 70 or 80 years, since you're clearly in junior high.
I'm clearly
in junior high. Write down, I am retarded.
Junior high.
I have no class. I think pentagrams are clever. I hate the baby Jesus. Write that part down.
What?
You hate the baby Jesus.
Okay.
I am a Satanist, and I will go to hell when I die. But anyway, look, if you can't take care of your sheet music that you sign out, then maybe you just shouldn't sign out sheet music from here anymore, okay?
I didn't take any sheet music and do anything to it.
Oh, that's bullshit, because I have your name and phone number right here. It's your signature. You play the viola, right?
Yes, I do play the viola.
Oh, that's pretty gay. Why don't you play a man's instrument? Play a trumpet or trombone.
You also said that's pretty gay?
No, you misunderstood. I just said maybe you should just be playing a trombone or something. That's what Richard Cardo plays.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It means, come on, viola.
Say what?
I'm just saying, viola. Isn't that a girl's instrument?
Isn't it a girl's instrument? Are you sure this is a real call? Because this is...
No, of course. I wouldn't kid about anything, ever. But what I'm saying is just, you know, grow up. Grow up and get a life. That's what I'm saying. Write that down. Grow up and get a life. Write that 10 times on that sheet of paper.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you've mistaken whatever you think you're doing here.
I didn't mistake shit. I mean, it says right here.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It has your name. It says right here. You play viola.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure I checked out sheet music, but I don't know. You must have, someone else must have checked it out, or I don't know what concert this is from or anything, so.
Yeah. Well, you can.
So what concert is this from?
You can pretend you didn't do it, but I know you did it, and I'm putting your picture and your name on the wall, and I'm saying we will not check out sheet music. I don't have to tell you. All I'm saying is grow up and get a life. And
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I wrote it down. You did this. Drew little pentagrams.
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
I told you what I'm talking about, so you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You can say that all you want, but we both know. We both know that you think it's hilarious to draw little pentagrams.
We don't understand what you're talking about.
All right. Well, happy Martin Luther King Day. Have a nice day.
So, would you have your, who's your manager again?
His name is Brian Wolf, but you don't want to talk to Brian Wolf, because Buster Casey is Brian Wolf's superior. So, Buster Casey is who you want to talk to.
Mr. Casey. The director?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great. I'll be giving him a call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. You know, I don't even think I know what a viola is. I'm so uncultured. What's a viola? Let's look at Google Images. Oh, it's a violin. But it's not called a violin, it's called a viola. Whatever. I've mentioned several times on the show already that I'm pretty stupid. Anyway, I've called every number on the list, again, and those were the only answers I got. So, I'm still going to save this list, and I'm going to try them back later today, hopefully tonight, on one of my other three shows that I'll do today. Because I am doing four shows a day from now on. And I'll post the shows on only the high-quality secret feed that doesn't work for anyone anymore.
Hey, Brad, I wanted to ask you a question about freaking reading about your prank at Walmart with the PA system, and you were able to system remotely. I wanted to try that. So I have been going around to stores trying to find information about their phones. I've zeroed in on this one particular store that I won't name. So I've been going there and writing down all sorts of notes about their phone system. And something I need to know is if it's possible to spoof the signal for doing a transfer.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm useless. Sorry. All I really know is nobody else has been able to replicate that prank since the 1990s, because if they could, I would be all over that. I'd be calling into stores and taking over their paging remotely, because that was a lot of fun. Good luck, though. I've heard that you can do this at Home Depot, or maybe Lowe's, I forget. But at the hardware store, there's a code you can type in from your home phone. You call the store, and you either type in a code, or you get an employee to type in a code for you, and you'll be on their overhead paging system. But I don't know if that's true. I've heard that from several people, but I never could get it to work myself, and I never heard anyone else get it to work. I'm sure some of you know this already, but back in the 90s, we called into Fred Meyer stores all over Oregon, and we were able to trick employees into transferring us into the overhead paging system. And once we were on there, we could stay on there for hours and hours, probably all day if we wanted to. And we were just hilariously inappropriate, and we sang songs for all the customers to hear, and I don't know. Good times.
Hey, Roy, this is your Uncle Scott.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
That's my favorite nephew in the whole wide world.
Don't cry, Uncle Scott.
I just wanted to thank you so much for playing my song that brought a tear to my eye.
Of course it did.
Good memories. Afterwards.
Everything brings a tear to your eye.
Yep. Well, considering how I couldn't send your Christmas present, I've decided to become a Patreon member.
Oh, Uncle Scott.
I hope you enjoyed that, buddy. $60 a month. How does that sound?
It's going to cut into your beer fund.
I couldn't mail that damn Christmas present. Your aunt Kelly, she's giving me hell about it. I hope we all talk to you soon, buddy. You know I love you. So, I haven't showered in 2 weeks, so your aunt's giving me shit about that, too, as well.
So, fucking women.
I can always sponge faith. So, I'll get you later, buddy. I love you.
Love you, too, Uncle Scott.
Hey, Brad, it's your cousin Brian.
Hey, cousin Beogrel.
Deal with Uncle Scott. He showed up at our house on Christmas, like, all drunk and crying, and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it over to Brad's for Christmas, and kind of weirded us out. I asked my dad about it, and he said that we don't have an Uncle Scott, so might want to keep that in mind.
Weird.
I don't have anything else to say. If you could hang up on me with one of them clang sound effects, that would be awesome. Love you, Brad. Merry Christmas.
Bye, Cousin Brian. Oh, look, the next voicemail's from another relative, my granddaughter, Gloria.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. So, I'm at Five Guys. I don't know if you have those out there, but yeah. So,
yep,
anyway, I'm at Five Guys, and I remember one time in one of the past shows, you were talking about how you hacked one of those Coca-Cola machines, like one of those digital kind of ones, the new ones.
Yep, out of Five Guys.
So I'm standing there, and they're closing, and I just start fucking with it, and I'm just, like, going all around, like, the different things, and I start clicking all the numbers. I get into the admin settings, and my dad comes over, and he slaps my hand. He goes, do not touch this, Gloria. He goes, get your drink. Walk away. I'm like, sorry. He's like, Gloria, he goes, do you want to end up in jail? I'm like, in jail for hacking a Coca-Cola machine? And he just got, like, really paranoid and pissed. But anyway,
if they say anything to you while you're playing with their admin menu, just be like, oh, no, I'm just trying to get a soda. I don't understand all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go enjoy my burger right now. Thank you so much for that stuff you sent me. Blah, 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 I know. But I'm going to get you tickets to PAX. I'm going to get you one single ticket to the Saturday day when I go, and I'll get you a ticket.
I'll leave my kids at home. They won't mind at all.
Burger time. Bye.
Thanks for the PAX tickets offer, if you're serious, but I'll be fine. I'll get it this year. Last year, I just missed the announcement that they were selling tickets. I was out doing errands, and when I got back home, I see that PAX tickets went on sale, and they're sold out already. And yes, about soda machines, those new digital soda machines with the screen on them, you can find them at Burger King's and Five Guys and other places, I'm sure. But if I remember correctly, you go to the water option, and then underneath the water option, you type in a triangle with your fingers on the screen, and you'll get into the admin menu. And I haven't been able to spend enough time with them to see if you can do anything hilarious. Maybe you can turn the Pepsi into bleach and ammonia? I don't know. I wish those machines were more widespread so I could play around with them more. That's everyone's homework assignment for tonight. If you have one of those soda machines near your home, go out to eat tonight and hack the machine. There are instructions on how to hack those on YouTube. I'll try and find the video and put it in the show notes. But that's your homework. Hack a soda machine and do something evil with it.
And let's go to the phones. Good morning, what's your bid?
Oh, hey, I'd like to bid on the Cactus Collection for $9 million. And my number is 34917497324.
Good morning, what's your bid?
Power bid on Midtown and power bid on the Mosaic, 594229. Hey, what are they talking about, Cactus?
Couple of comedians this morning, I guess.
Oh.
I see Mark with nice. I have other things to say about them.
Well, they think they're cute. If they're that cute, well, tell them to come on, bring out their $1 million bag with all the money in it that they can collect from Cactus.
All right, thanks. Good morning, what's your bid?
I'd like to bid $10 million.
Good morning, what's your bid?
I would like to bid $48 on a carton of cigarettes and a Cactus light.
Good morning, what's your bid?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the Cactus.
Good morning, what's your bid?
I would like to bid 40 rubles on one of the children from the children's party.
Good morning, what's your bid?
I would like to bid 50 rubles for the saxophone lesbian.
Instead, why don't you find something else to do besides play on the phone like you're 10?
Good morning, what's your bid?
Village. 466-5961. Yeah, stay off the telephone if you don't want to play with the game.
Thank you. That's the only bid of $26 on the Village Inn. Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus. And Cactus.
How about a life?
Again, 465-1570 is the number to call if you'd like to place a bid. Good morning. What's your bid? Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus. Cactus.
Again, 465-1570 is the number to call if you'd like to place a serious bid. If you'd like to act like an immature teenager, then this is not the time to do it. Good morning. What's your bid?
Denise. My number is 465. Cactus, cactus.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi, I'd like to bid $15 for your job.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Yeah, I'll take the opening bid on the Smith Car Care. And can't you put a tracer on there to stop these people from calling you?
I don't know. I'd like to think we can. What's your number, sir?
372-8738. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
My bid is five. Five cacti.
Good morning. What's your bid?
A nice bid on Village, and the feds can put a tracer on them lines.
And your number, sir. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. Does the kids' birthday party include the kids?
No.
How much would I have to pay extra for those?
That I don't know.
I see. Would you be able to find that out? Because I would like to place a bid if I can find out how much it costs to get the kids with it.
Yeah, it's called 1-800-GET-A-LIFE.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Next bid on Smith's Car Care, 372-8738. And I think it's pretty sad that that's all these people have to do on a beautiful Saturday morning is prank call. It's disgusting.
I agree. That's a $42 bid now on the detailing. Good morning. What's your bid?
You think a tracer could stop me?
Good morning. What's your bid?
I personally think it's disgusting that all you have to do on a beautiful Saturday morning is sit around selling shitty gift certificates to old people.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
My bid is one night in the sack with myself.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hey, man, y'all should consider getting traced on the line, man. Maybe everyone would stop calling and saying cactus. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cactus. You know, cactus pie, cactus scoop.
And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. What's your bid?
I want a bid on the cactus. You ought to get a tracer on the line. I sell tracers. Would you like to buy one? Yeah. Then they won't say cactus all the time, you know? And Tony wouldn't have to bitch.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the Alltel van that was being sold. It came complete with fake IDs and the employee for Alltel also.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Dippers, fuck shit, cunt ass bitch.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Look, the police coming straight from the underground.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi, I just wanted to say that they make pills for PMS now. Bye.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I'm Eric Bloodax and I sell T-shirts.
And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi there. I'd like to bid on Denny's.
I'm afraid Denny's has already been sold.
Oh, fucking shit.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus on ice, 465-3298.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
I want to...
Good morning. What's your bid?
On the laser removal, will that work on pubic hair?
Good morning. What's your bid?
Yep, the Disney on ice. What was the opening bid?
We're looking for the next bid, 38.
Oh, my God!
Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. I would like to bid $45 for the giant hairy monkey penis.
Good morning. What's your bid?
If you don't have a caller ID, I have one I can bring you because what these people are doing to you is a federal offense, and they could go to jail.
Thank you. Good morning. What's your bid?
Hi. I'd like to bid on the weight loss treatment. God, I'm such a fucking...
Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus, cactus.
Good morning. What's your bid?
Emos.
My number is 465-1570, Cactus.
Thank you. Looking there for the next bid, 32. Good morning. What's your bid?
Cactus.
Good morning. What's your bid?
I'm bidding on the 3 pounds of gerbils.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks to John Beaver in the control room. I apologize for our regular listeners that had to listen to that hour of foolishness. Join us again next week. So long, and now hang on for Sports Talk.
It recently came to my attention that some people have not heard the What's Your Bid phone mobbing thing that we did about 12 or 13 years ago. So that was the phone mobbing thing we did 12 or 13 years ago, which is so much better when you put Mambo number 8 behind it. Here is a prank request from Knockout. Knockout claims that he loves the show and he listens to it all the time at work. He says, I called this guy accidentally one night, didn't recognize his voice, so I did the hang up the phone motherfucker prank to him, and he absolutely lost his goddamn marbles. So let's see if that's true. Let's see if this guy will actually lose his goddamn marbles.
Hello.
Hang up the phone.
Why do you keep calling me?
I'm just saying, hang up the phone.
This is fucking stupid. Call me again. Don't fucking call me again, motherfucker, okay?
I'm not going to. I just want you to hang up the goddamn phone.
You're a fucking sack of shit. Stop fucking calling me. You're a fucking faggot, okay? Do you understand me?
Just hang up the phone, all right?
You're a fucking faggot.
You better hang up the phone.
Stop fucking calling.
Hang up the phone. I think you wore him down, Knockout. He didn't really exactly lose his marbles. But that was fun. You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't done any Yelp check-ins. I need to fix that right now. I'm going to do some Yelp check-ins. I'm going to call this lady that just checked in at a beauty and threading studio. And it looks like this place does eyebrow threading. I don't know what eyebrow threading is, but it sounds hilarious. Ew, her profile says, I'm a wife and a mother to 2 basset hounds. Can't marry basset hounds. That's just weird. Hello, could I have a customer that's in there right now? Could I have her come to the phone? Her name's Amy.
Sorry, got the wrong number.
No, I'm calling the Vinta's Beauty and Threading Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a customer in there named Amy Trong?
No, there isn't.
Are there any customers in there?
Hold on, give me just 1 minute.
Is there one that looks like she's married to a basset hound?
Amy left, but I don't know her last name.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, she just wrote Amy, but she left.
Oh, does it have her phone number on there then? I'm calling from the corporate office. It's okay to give it to me.
I'm sorry?
Does it have her phone number on there?
I don't have any number here.
Oh, do you know her address?
Address for the salon?
No, Amy's address.
I wouldn't have it.
Oh, did you see what kind of car she got into?
I can't give out any information like that.
What about her license plate number? I just need her license plate number.
She didn't pay with card.
No, her license plate on her car.
I'm sorry?
Her license plate number on her car.
I don't know what car she drives.
Oh, are there any other customers in there right now?
I'm sorry, I just work over here.
I know, that's why I'm asking you, because you're an employee. Are there any other customers in there right now?
No. Oh. Is there any other problem?
No, I just want to talk to a customer. Any customer.
Okay, well, if you could call back later.
Why later?
I can't just give out number or phone to anyone.
Oh, sure you can. No, it's okay. I give you permission.
I'm sorry, you'd have to call me back later.
Why? Well, can you do it later then? But you can't right now? That's weird.
Yes.
Like, did the rules change at a certain time of the day?
Bye.
Well, this is going great so far. It's okay, though. I'm not going to give up. I see another one here that could be fun. This is a check-in at a Home Depot, and the person that checked in is actually a business. Oh, and look, the business has 3 different phone numbers listed on their Twitter profile. So maybe instead of calling Home Depot, I will just call the business from Home Depot. But what am I going to say? I don't know. Maybe that he's kicked out of the store?
United, this is Dave.
Hello, this is Gary from Home Depot.
Yes.
And I'm the head of security here at Home Depot. I just needed to let you know that our security system detected that you might be in our store right now, and you're not allowed to come in the store anymore, sir. I think you're aware of that.
I don't know. No, of course I'm not aware of that.
Oh, well, no, you should be. I mean, not since the incident. No, you're not supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Are you in the store still? Because we can't find you now.
Which incident would that be?
Oh, you know what incident. You're not still in the store.
Jerry.
You're not still in the store, are you? Because you need to get out.
Okay, Jerry. Thank you.
Hey. Don't hang up. Well, that didn't go well. So that was the cell phone of that place, a sewer and drain company. Let's call the business line.
Hello?
Hey, this is Gary over at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And do you have one of your employees over here at our store right now?
Yes.
Okay, there's a small problem. He's freaking out. He's like standing up on the counter and saying, "You better take my goddamn check." I don't know what his problem is. Hello?
What?
That's the Home Depot?
Yeah.
Tell Jerry to come speak to her. I don't even know what they're talking about.
No. Yeah, where are you? I'm in Home Depot right now.
Oh, you're in Home Depot also. No, you're not allowed to be in here anymore. And tell that guy you're with, he's not allowed to be in here either.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to
can't even see you.
Both of you. No, I'm calling from the security department. I'm watching you guys on the camera, and I'm watching you, so don't try anything.
Yeah, what is this, candy camera?
No, it's a security camera. They are in stores.
Yeah, but I think you got the wrong guys, man. We're standing here in line next to a young woman and another gentleman.
Oh, you need to just...
Are you calling United?
Yeah, United Sewer and Drain, and you're not supposed to be in there, and you know this. I know that you're both aware of this.
Tony's going to have to present.
Yeah. You have to come over here and talk to us. I don't know who you're talking to.
Oh,
I'm screaming and yelling.
Well, you...
I've never screamed and yelled at anybody.
Oh, yes, you have. So, yes, you know what
I
you...
Have.
Listen, just get out of our store.
No. I think you're talking to the wrong gentleman. I think you got the wrong gentleman.
Oh, really? It's another person from United Sewer and Drain.
Well, it might have been another guy. I'm not the guy that did any screaming and yelling.
No, I'm saying that everyone from United Sewer and Drain, they're not allowed to be in there anymore.
I got you. What, did you have an issue before or something?
Your entire company is banned from our store forever. Permanently.
I got you.
You got me.
Now I can see what you're talking about. Okay.
Of course you can.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about. This is the first time I've ever heard anything.
Okay, well...
Okay, you're telling me exactly what I'm hearing from you is exactly what I'm finding out right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sherry.
Nice try.
Have a nice evening.
Okay, well, the first person I talked to was obviously right there next to him. They were both in the store. All right, strike two at the Yelp check-ins. Let's try this lady, Carla, at the Japanese bistro.
Thank you, restaurant.
Hello, could I talk to a customer who's in there right now? Her name's Carla.
I'm sorry?
Could I talk to a customer who's in there right now? Her name is Carla.
Carla, just one second.
Okay.
Hello,
Carla?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with the Japanese bistro.
Uh-huh.
And there's a small problem.
Okay.
We have cameras in there, you know, and we can see you on the cameras. I'm calling from the corporate office so we can see from here.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is kind of rude, but we have to say it. You're dressed like a hobo, and it really... You know, it drives away good customers when you dress like that in there.
Okay.
You know, can you not dress like a hobo?
No, I am not.
No, I said, can you not dress like a hobo in the future? I'm not asking if you're dressed like a hobo. I know you are. I can see you in there.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's just how I dress, and you have to deal with it.
No. Like, I'm just asking nicely before we have someone physically toss you out.
You're going to physically toss me out.
Yeah, you know, he'll pick you up by your collar and the back of your pants and just swing you right out the door.
Well, you guys can try.
Oh, you think you could take him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not talking about the guy that handed you the phone.
You shouldn't threaten me.
Oh, no, it's not a threat. I'm just saying stop dressing like a hobo.
Oh, well, just deal with it. I think they're prank calling.
Oh, hung right up on me. Okay, I quit on these stupid check-in calls. I'm never doing check-in calls again. I actually did about 10 check-in calls just now, but I kept those three, and they weren't even that good. Here, I'm going to do one last.
Loda knows how can I help you?
Hello, could I talk to a customer who's in there? Her name's Selena.
What's her name?
Her name is Selena. She's a customer.
Selena?
Yep.
Hold on.
Okay. This is one of those nails manicure places.
Is someone looking for you? Someone looking for you. Hello?
Hello, Selena?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, this is Douglas from the corporate office with Lotus Nails.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, look, we were looking on Yelp, and you only left us 4 stars. And I mean, is there a problem? Why didn't you leave us 5 stars?
Oh, you know what? I left that review a while back, but I still kind of stand by it.
Oh, that's no excuse. No, you should leave 5 stars or stay away.
I'm sorry, did you say I should leave 5 stars or stay away?
Yeah, I mean, what's your problem? If you don't think we're 5 stars, why don't you go somewhere else?
Okay. I think you're going to have to change your tone if you need to talk to me that way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've actually been coming to this place very long. I'm very loyal to Jeannie. Every time I make an appointment, I'm here. So if you really want to know why I've left 4 stars, I'm more than willing to discuss that with you. Only if you change your tone.
Oh, okay, I'll change my tone. But you're not that loyal if you're only leaving 4 stars.
4 stars is really well for Yelp.
Not
and
really.
And I did have
out
2 bad experiences here, and for me to still be coming versus a lot of other customers
that
may
bullshit.
Have had
you're foolish.
Some other experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, sir, if you really want my opinion, I'm more than happy to give it to you.
I don't want your opinion. I want your 5 stars.
Like okay, sir, I'm going to have to give the phone back to the manager now.
Oh, go ahead. I'm going to tell the manager to kick you out.
Your corporate office just called me.
Aw, they hung up. Oh, well, okay. You guys, I'm sorry, but I'm done. I've been at this for hours now. I've thrown away a bunch of calls that were just stupid and boring. And if I keep this up, I'm going to go on a killing spree. So I'm done. I'm done with the show. Those extremely mediocre Yelp check-in prank calls were brought to you by Brian Wolf. Thanks, Brian, for sponsoring the show today. Oh, man, I wish it wasn't so late so I could sit around and wait for Selena, to leave some sort of Twitter comment about all that. Man, she was grouchy. I will leave her Twitter thing open. Maybe I'll mention it on the next show. But anyway, thank you very much for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next time. I'm going to go watch Office Space now. I don't know why, but I just have the weirdest urge to go watch Office Space.
Sound. Oh, I guess I'm recording. Hello, I'm recording.